render it more efficacious. They don't supersede it. They make faith somehow more real. They have that power of divine instrumentality that opens to man the treasure house of Christ's redemption.
And that, of course, was the voice of the one and only Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, the Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Father Jeff Rimmelspaugh from St. Margaret of Cortona. And we'll be talking about that clip in a minute. I just wanted to recap our goal, Father, for this hour for 12 okay. o'clock on Friday. So we have a goal of 15 total gifts. We're already at five.
Great.
That's awesome. So we're right out of the blocks. We're looking for seven sustaining members. We have two so far, so we are really doing well. And we're looking for, of course, always a leadership gift, $1,000 or more. And we welcome new business members also at $50 or more a month for that 100 mentions a year. So if you're a business member, please take advantage of that by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. So maybe you're listening this hour and you are a fan of Father Jeff Rimmelspaugh. Maybe he's your pastor at this parish, at St. Margaret of Cortona, or one of his former parishes. I love St. Margaret of Cortona. I spoke at one of the events, the Catholic Conversations there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I did my spiritual warfare talk. So I did
that.
Great people. It was well-attended, beautiful event.
They are.
So if you're from St. Margaret of Cortona and you want to make a pledge, we'd love to hear from you this hour, 614-459-4820. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a matter of fact, I'd like to make a pledge and issue a challenge at the same time.
All right. We love that.
Okay. I would like to pledge the sustaining member of $20 a Woo! Month. So I would challenge anyone, especially in my parishes I've been in, of St. Margaret's, St. Joan of Arc, St. Agatha, St. Mary's and Marian, that's always embarrassing when you can't think of them all. I was twice at Joan of Arc. That's
there you go.
Okay. But yes, I would like to challenge you or anybody else to match me in that or match me at another level. That would be great. But I know St. Gabriel's does great ministry here in reaching out to others, and I'd like to help that.
Yeah, well, I love to see that, and our priests are so, so generous, and we have many who do that, become sustaining members, and it's just one way that they show their support for the station, because we do try to work hand in hand with the priests of our diocese. We try to promote their community events that are going on. We try to provide programs that are educating and inspiring their parishioners,
right.
who then become more involved in their parishes and more hands on deck to do the work that needs to be done at parishes. So it is such a beautiful cooperation between us in our priesthood. And that's what we're doing this hour, actually. We have a really special bonus, which is dear to my heart because I do the show Answering the Call. And that is for every gift this hour made in honor of your priest, your favorite priest, there is an extra $100 thrown into that. So we already had someone who made a donation in honor of you, Father Jeff. We already have that first $100 bonus. So that's such a beautiful bonus gift that we have. And so right now we're in a great place. Out of the 15 gifts we're looking for, we have six on the board. So we're doing super duper right there. And we have three of the seven sustaining members we're looking for. But we need your help today at 614-459-4820. Maybe if you're a Father John Ricardo fan, again, who's not? Again, we want to hear from you and hear why you love that show. But Father, you know, he was talking about faith. And there were so many things he was saying. He was talking about, you know, that his explanation of faith is that it's not something static, but it's got to be dynamic.
Right.
You know, it should grow and mature as we act on it through our lives. And that it's only going to reach fulfillment one day when we see Jesus face to face in heaven. But we got to act on faith now.
Right. And our faith is a relationship. It's not a thing, but it is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And like any relationship that we're in, it needs to be nurtured. We nurture our human relationships by spending time with others, doing things with others. Sometimes just being in their presence without saying anything nurtures our human relationships. And the same is true with our faith relationship with Christ. We need to spend time with Christ in prayer. Sometimes that involves just being silent, like it does with other friends. So yes, faith is a gift. I think that's so important to understand. Faith is a gift God gives us. And we're sort of the steward of that gift of faith and what we do with it in our life.
And faith is certainly something that we try to inspire here at Catholic Radio. And yes, we listen to these programs. We grow intellectually in our faith. We start understanding, well, why we do these things as Catholics, you know?
Right.
And we're exposed to many people through these airwaves who are living their faith out, you know, in very real, tangible ways. That inspires us and motivates us. So, you know, what a great way to express our faith, to develop our faith, and you can, you know, support our station and help other people grow in their faith by calling 614-459-4820. And speaking on growing in the faith, we have a local testimony, and this is my favorite part of the hour all the time on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, because our local testimonials really are living examples of, you know, people listening to the station and getting something out of it, really finding their relationship with God impacted for the better. And we have a guest today with us. You can put your, either way, your headphones are fine, Richard Sharon. And Richard, I understand you are an absolute brand new listener.
Yes, started maybe the 1st of September of last year.
Oh, very good.
So what got you started listening to Catholic radio?
Well, last year was a very difficult year for our family, and our daughter had been in China teaching for 2.5 years and came home very ill, and in May she just simply left. We had no idea where she went or if she was even alive. I've been having some difficulty at work with one of our departments that's sort of dysfunctional, and I was taking their problems onto me. And I'd been, for the last several years, going through an every 6 month testing for prostate cancer.
Oh my.
And all that together, well, basically I had an emotional breakdown and became severely ill physically. I had hemorrhagic diarrhea for 4 days and lost a lot of blood to the point where going up steps was very difficult. I was given 2 months of short-term disability and recovered by the end of August. And when I went back to work, I started listening to my old radio station again at 6:10 a.m. And I could not stand to listen to the political diatribe that was... It was constant, and I could feel my stress level building up again even before I would get to work. I listened to some of the Protestant stations. They were mostly music, and I'm kind of picky with my music. I was born maybe 400 years too late. And then I would see all these cars with the bumper magnets. And I thought to myself one morning, you know, why not? And I turned to AM 820, and it's basically been there ever since. I get to listen to the Sunrise Morning Show. I get to listen to part of Morning Glory. I get to listen, I think you're Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Get to listen to part of your show at lunchtime and the other lunchtime shows. I listen to Father Larry on the way home, and then Al Cresta. And everything that is said on this radio is uplifting. I don't feel like I've been beaten about the head and shoulders when I get done listening. Some of the Protestant stations, when you listen, there's a little too much hellfire and brimstone that's thrown around, and that tends to drive my anxiety levels up. But I don't get that from the Catholic station. It's presented in a very loving manner. Even Father Larry, when he gets on a rant, it's not bad. So I found that the station calms my soul, my spirit. It makes driving in and driving home easier. It makes being at work an awful lot easier.
Good.
The teaching that I have heard has enriched my faith because There's a lot of good teaching in the Protestant side, but frankly, it doesn't have the depth that Catholic teaching has. I've learned more about the gospel, more about Paul than I ever knew, simply because there's that richness of the history that doesn't always get presented in a Protestant church. So I have a bumper magnet on my truck, and that's what we take to church on Sunday morning. I attend the Community Wesleyan Church in Newark. And here's a truck with an AM 820 Catholic radio bumper sticker pulling into the Wesleyan parking lot. And I'm just waiting for somebody to ask why, and because I want to tell them. You want to know more about your faith? Listen to this radio station.
Great.
Well, you're telling them today.
That's right.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
And my pastor, I told him, he said, well, that's okay. My wife and I watch Catholic television at night.
You know, you are such an inspiration, Richard, as you tell your story and these struggles. You know, we all have struggles, but it really sounds like, you know, you were getting hit extra hard and God ministered to you, in your case, through the airwaves of AM 820. And you are a real person. You're not someone we paid to walk in and give a testimony. You are speaking from the heart how God's word through these airwaves have comforted you in your time of struggle, have guided you in your faith, that have deepened your relationship with the scriptures, with Jesus Christ himself. And we know we have a lot of listeners from different faiths, and sometimes no faiths at all, that are tuning in, and the miracles happen, and you are one of those wonderful miracles. We're so blessed to have your testimony today.
There's another part to the miracle as well. My wife went, we finally found out that our daughter had gone to Orange County, California, and we kept getting some leads. So my wife decided she was going to go to Orange County. She flew out at the end of October, and even while she was in the air, an Army recruiter from Mission Viejo posted on my son's Facebook that he had seen Sarah and had talked to her and gave us his telephone number. And the number of people that were praying for us was just unbelievable. I have four Catholic friends who I consider to be brothers, two of whom I consider to be as close as my own blood brother. They were all praying for us. And through all that prayer, God's finger just kept pointing directions for my wife to go. And 2 weeks she found her.
Ah, oh, praise God.
And was able to spend 2 weeks with her. And she's getting treatment for her illness, and things are looking up.
Oh, that good news. Praise God for that, huh?
And it's without God's grace.
And that's what it comes down to, God's grace. And I can assure you, Richard, that our listeners right now are keeping your daughter in our hearts and our prayers, and that she continues to get the help she needs, that you continue and your wife on your faith journey to wherever God is going to lead you. But what courage for you to come today and share that. And we are so, again, so blessed by your genuine testimony. And this is what our dollars are being put to. Lives literally are being changed for the better. And again, Richard, I want you to know that we will keep you in our prayers. We're anxious to see where your journey will ultimately lead. And again, thank you so much for joining us on the Spirit Drive.
Yes, thank you, Richard. And
you're very welcome. It's
the power pleasure. Of the power of prayer. We talk about that so often, but this is an incident of that playing out as very powerful in your lives and the lives of your family. So may that continue.
Yes.
This is an incredible moment at the Spring Spirit Drive. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, Father Jeff Rimmelsbaugh. We're just joined by Richard Sharon giving his beautiful testimony. And the number to call today is 614-459-4820. Go online, stgabrielradio.com. I'm sure you have a personal testimony, too. We'd love to hear it. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back with more of the Spring Spirit Drive.
I'm Deacon Patrick Wilson with today's Daily Lenten Reflection on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. At Mass today, Jesus asks the scribe, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" The scribe answers him, which moves the Lord to say, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Now, all of us would like to hear Jesus say this to us as well. To draw us to a total love of Him, God says, "I am like a verdant cypress tree. Because of me, you bear fruit." And this, of course, is an image of the cross. He also says, "If my people would walk in my ways, I would feed them with the finest wheat." And of course, this is a reference to his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist. Let us remember that in order for us to be considered not far from the kingdom of God, we must first remember the Lord's first and greatest commandments, receive the Lord in the Eucharist, and take up his cross and follow Jesus. This is Deacon Patrick Wilson for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Aaron May and Doug Iglesias, State Farm insurance agents who share your values. Licensed staff at your service for auto, life, and business insurance. Aaron May Agency at sfohio.com, Doug Iglesias at sfbuckeye.com.
You know Kurtz Brothers for high-quality bulk mulch. New this year, 2 cubic foot bags with that same high-quality mulch. Mention St. Gabriel Radio and get 3 bags of color-enhanced or 4 bags of hardwood for just $11. Simply mention St. Gabriel and also get 25% off bulk mulch and soil. Pick it up at one of 4 convenient locations or have it delivered right to your driveway. Call 43MULCH or order online at kbcolumbus.com.
Running a business is tough. When our networks crashed, we were losing upwards of $1,000 a day because we couldn't service our customers. So we called HMB for help. Their network engineers quickly assessed our problems and went right to work fixing them. We now have 99% uptime and 24/7 support. If your technology is slowing you down, I highly recommend you visit HMB's experts at hmbhelpsit.com.
Aflac with Joseph Omler. Supplemental employee benefits, employer friendly. Details via email. AflecOhioCentral@gmail.com.
This is Michael Warsaw, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of EWTN. Every day at EWTN, we hear tremendous stories of the impact that Catholic radio has had on the lives of so many people, lives that have been transformed, lives that have literally been saved, people who have been brought back into the practice of their faith in a strong and vibrant way, all because of the power of Catholic radio. At EWTN, our programs are provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to stay on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory, Open Line, Call to Communion, and Catholic Answers every single day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. I hope you'll prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
You wake my love. You renew my strength. You restore my heart. You invite me in. You begin my song. You awake my love.
And we are back. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, host for this hour of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AMA 20 Spring Spirit Drive, joined by Father Jeff Rimmelsbaugh from St. Margaret of Cortona. Wow, Father, that was a powerful testimony.
Very powerful and very down to earth of a real situation.
A real situation. You know, a real person on a faith walk like we all are, but this is when it makes it so real and we see the work we're doing out there and, again, the work we may never know until we're all in heaven in that big party. We find out like, oh, you listen to the radio station. Yay, I was a part of that. I supported it by calling 614-459-4820. So we got an update. We've got some great news. I think people have been inspired by that testimonial by Richard Sharon. We thank him so much for coming in.
Right.
But look at Father. Out of our 15 gifts, we have 10. All right. So we are well on our way to, we're going to blast through this. And out of the 7 sustaining members, 4 are on the board. So we're really close there too. We're looking for that leadership gift, the business members. And remember, for every gift made in honor of your favorite priest this hour, your favorite priest, Father Jeff Himmelsbach, isn't it? You get an extra $100 that's going to be donated to this hour. So that's a really great way to stretch your giving. So we have Lori Granada back, our angel this hour.
Yay!
And she's just been like jumping down like
she
in her
has.
Chair. So
I'm
I
so
think
excited.
She's got some news.
Yes, I have some exciting news. We did get the leadership gift.
Oh, yay!
That
so we
made
do
my
have
day.
That.
Yeah. Thank you. Exciting.
Great.
Also, we have Lawrence who called in, Father, and is donating in honor of you.
Oh, wait a minute, ring that bell. Yeah. That's a $100 bonus right there.
And Lawrence wants to put the challenge out to the parishioners of St. Margaret,
okay,
as well as St. Joan of Arc to call in and give their support. So again, they can do that by calling 614-459-4820, or they can go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Either way.
Either way is good. We have some multi-year sustaining members we wanted to thank. John and Debbie from St. Patrick's of Columbus, Fred and Mary Ann, St. Patrick's of Columbus, and Janet from the Church of the Blessed Sacrament in Newark.
So these are people, the names she just read are people who have been sustaining members, that's at $20 or more a month, for a period of 5 years or longer. I mean, they're just longtime listeners, longtime supporters, and they wouldn't think of not supporting the station because they know the work that it's doing. And we just had evidence of that a few minutes ago, if you caught that powerful testimony. Lori, thank you for your good work, and we will check back with you. Again, so we're the Spring Spirit Tribe, and make a gift in honor of your favorite priest. We have so many wonderful, beautiful priests. Many of them have been on Answering the Call. And if you've never heard your priest testimony, you should check out the website, stgabrielradio.com. Go to the archives page to Answering the Call, and there's just dozens and dozens and dozens of priest stories on there. And I got to tell you, there's nothing more personal and edifying as listening to these priests, deacons, and religious sisters and brothers sharing how they heard the call. Father, you've been on the program.
I have. Mm-hmm.
And so it's beautiful, and our priests have told us they like hearing each other's stories,
right?
You know, to get to know each other better. And
something we don't hear too often ourselves.
You don't.
Someone else.
You don't, absolutely.
Yeah.
So just one of the many local programs here at St. Gabriel. We do the local programs. We do the national programs. And it's all life-changing material, as we just heard. So help us reach that goal. We have 5 more gifts to hit our 15. And like I said, I've hit the goal every hour this day and yesterday. So we don't want to go out on a less than
that's right.
Woo-hoo
this is your
moment.
Last
yeah,
hour.
This is
that's
my
right.
last opportunity. So
right.
Want to pick up a few more sustaining members this hour. In the meantime, Father, we're going to go to another audio clip. This one is from Peter Herbeck. The show is Faith Alive. Faith Alive airs at 4 o'clock here on St. Gabriel on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And each day on Faith Alive, you'll hear a different speaker and all different topics. In this particular one, Peter is going to be speaking on the culture. So let's give a listen.
Okay. One of the things he used to talk about quite a bit was, and he came here to the United States and said it very clearly right in the face of our president at the time, President Clinton, that a culture of death is making its way across the West and across the world. How many of you have heard him say that or heard us say that? So what's a culture? A culture is a way of life. What he's saying is that a way of life of the people is emerging in our time and it's growing. Patterns of life that are death-directed. And if you think about what John Paul II had said in many of his teachings, and even Pope Benedict XVI has said at various times, they said, the identification in the West between Christianity and the culture has collapsed. Now, we can hear words like that and go, oh, yeah, that doesn't sound so good, you know? But the reality is that is profound. A culture is what comes out of a people's heart. It's what comes out of their mind. It's their pattern of life that they establish around the things they believe in and that they have the most conviction about. And what the Holy Father is saying is, look what's happened to the culture we once had that was gathered around God and God's commandments, God's way of thinking, and the Christian culture that lived with respect of Jesus and his lordship. They're saying we're living at a time, friends, where that has collapsed. And another culture, another way of life is emerging. And it's a death-directed way of life. That's why they call it a culture of death. Now, I was thinking today of Deuteronomy, I think it's chapter 30, verse 19. God says to the people Israel, I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. This is all that the human race has set before him. That's it. He's created us and he's given us life, and he says, what's before you are two options and two options only. I offer you life, and if you follow what I offer you, you will live in blessing. I will bless you. If you don't take my offer, you will die. Your way of life, instead of following me into a way of life, into a culture that will produce life and give life and honor God, and it will have life because it honors God, if you choose another way, you will put yourself under a curse, and that curse will kill you. You will produce death, is what you're going to do. Because there's only life and there's only death. There's only the kingdom of God, who is life, and his enemy. There is no third way. There is no other way to live. We think there is because we think we're so smart that we can craft a way, a progressive way, a different way of living, because we're smarter than God and we won't make the mistakes of the people in the past, and we're going to blaze a new trail. Well, let's look at that culture of death for a minute. In the last 40 years, in this wonderful country, the United States of America, that's supposed to be the city set on a hill for the rest of the world. You hear Republicans especially talk about it all the time. We're the, like, choice place for the world. Now, in a lot of ways, that's positive, and it's true. But we ain't heaven. In this wonderful place, we've killed 52 million babies. 52 million! Under the legal protection, and in the wisest court, the seat of wisdom in our country. The 9 Supreme Court justices, what do? They protect the killing of the innocent. This is what happens in a culture of death. What emerges is a pattern of life and laws and government, the strength of the government arm to protect the kingdom of darkness that starts emerging in the culture of death. And you cooperate with it by relying on your own wisdom instead of relying on God's wisdom. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. That's the way it is. There's no other way. So we've allowed this to happen, but it's not enough. In a culture of death, the enemy's weapon that he enslaves the human race through the fear of death, it just keeps marching on. It wants more. It doesn't just want 52 million babies in the womb. What it wants now, two brilliant doctors in a medical journal, I think it was in Australia, made the case just a couple of months ago for post-birth abortion. And the wise among us, the scientists are, yeah, well, gee, the logic of it, if it's legal and if it makes sense to take the life of a child in the womb because it lacks personhood, why not just a few days after it's born? Because when does personhood come? It comes later. So there's a window there. So if you see a child that's born that has Down syndrome or that's a handicap or something, here's the answer. Here's what the wisdom of the world tells you. Here's the enlightenment. You can kill it. A culture of death wields the power of death, right? Only God has the power over life and death. And we take from God what belongs to God, and we claim it for ourselves, and we say, if we wield this power, we can have freedom, we can have life, we can be strong, we can progress. And if we rely on our own lights and we wield that power, human history has hope. It keeps creeping from conception up until now, post-birth. But what about the other end? Look what's happening. Oregon, Washington, Montana, physician-assisted suicide. Do you guys have that in Canada? Yeah, it's coming in Canada, right? The enlightened, the progressive, the compassionate, the tolerant, the loving position is coming to the point of saying, why let someone suffer? So my compassion is to wield death for your good.
That was the voice of Peter Herbeck from the show Faith Alive, and talking about our culture of death. And, you know, that's why St. Gabriel exists, because we want to be a culture of life, and we want to be a culture of hope and good news, because we have Jesus Christ. That's the best news there is. And right. We want to proclaim that from the rooftops, and we don't want to give in to this culture of death. And we have to stand together in this effort, because, you know, the mainstream media certainly isn't doing it. So these are the kinds of ways God does open for us to be out there with the truth and changing lives, like we saw so beautifully just a few minutes ago in that personal testimony, and how you can become part of this effort to fight the culture of death and promote a culture of life is by calling 614-459-4820 or going on your computers right now, stgabrielradio.com. If you haven't visited the website, please do. There's lots of good stuff on there, but there's a big button that says donate. You click on it. It's easy, and we are ready. There's people standing by, or stop by in person. There's food here. There's fun. There's people. There's just a great, beautiful facility here to come and meet and see the people and the equipment we're using to broadcast to you today and every day to bring you this great Catholic programming. And so our goal, we're coming down to the last quarter now, so the fourth quarter of our hour, Friday at 12 o'clock. This is my last 15 minutes with you people. So help me, but my voice is like going thin here, but we have a goal of 15 gifts this hour. We are 10 on the board. So we only need 5 more gifts, and that is an easy, you know, thing to do. And so all you have to do is pick up your phone, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. We have 4 sustaining members on the board. We're looking for 3 more to make our goal of 7 sustaining members. And we always welcome business members and leadership gifts. And remember, if you make a gift in honor of your favorite priest, we're throwing in an extra $100. That's
what a great
awesome
way to honor a priest of your pastor or someone in the past who's made a difference in your life.
That's right. And yep, this person does not have to be alive anymore. It might be your favorite priest from your childhood, or, you know, priest who married you or whatever, had a great impact on your life, on your vocation. So you can make a gift in honor of that priest as well that will still earn the $100 bonus. And we have Lori Granata back with us, and she's got some good news.
Hey, I have some good news. So Rosalia called Father Jeff, and she's making her donation, her gift today in honor of you.
All right, there we go.
Thank you.
Just got a priest donation.
And one of the things that she likes most about the listening is the Alive and More and Raising Saints. She loves that our young people are on fire with the faith. And as a mom of 3 young boys, that's good to hear. And
that is good to hear.
I like that too.
Good news.
In addition, we have 2 sustaining members, so we're getting closer to our goal.
All right. Good job.
Yes. We have Joyce and we have Kathleen. So
awesome.
Thank you to them.
Very good.
And then lastly, our multi-year sustaining members, we have Kevin and Emily from St. Patrick's.
Thank you, Kevin and Emily.
Yes, Gina from St. Matthew's and Randy from St. Peter's in Columbus.
Very good.
You know, I love that we are recognizing our long-term sustaining members in this spirit drive, because they are just the backbone, you know, here. And their gifts, their generosity year after year after year is doing so much for the station. It's incredible to think of how our station has grown over the years. You know, started at this very small idea in a small station and staticky symbol that a signal rather that it was hard to hear, but it has grown to this very large signal covering a good portion of the middle part of Ohio. And it's got great programming, again, both at national, but also the local programming. We have quality people working now and making programs that are pleasant to listen to, educational to listen to, and life-changing. And look at Father, we're getting people inspired here, because we are now at 13 gifts.
There we go.
Out of the 15 we're looking for. We are 2 away, and we still have about 12 minutes till the end of this hour. I know we can do that. I know we've got 2 more people out there who will pick up that phone at 614-459-4820. And we have 5 sustaining members out of the 7 we're looking for. So let's make those next 2 calls sustaining members.
It's only $20 a month, less than a dollar a day.
It's $20 a month. You know, $20 a month. I mean, we drop money sometimes. You know, just check that checkbook and look, where am I spending my money? And we do that. And, you know, so it's not going to hurt most of us, $20 a month, but it will help so many people out there.
Right.
You know, Father, that Peter Herbeck clip about the culture of death, you know, that's kind of chilling, literally chilling when
it
we
is.
Think about it, you know, but boy, you know, this has come true. We are living in this culture of death, and God does place before us. He says it. I place
it's
before you life and death. There's no third way, you know, and you would think that we would see the bad fruits of the culture of death and learn from it, but it seems like we're in some ways getting worse and not better.
Yes, and another quote along that, making the choice, from the book of Revelation chapter 3 to the church at Laodicea. John makes it even clearer when he says, God says, you are neither hot nor cold, but because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. So he wants us to make a choice, to choose life or to choose death, but to make the choice. And we do that individually, and unfortunately we do that collectively as a society, not always in the best way, but individually that's what we are responsible for. So more and more of us that choose life, we can change, hopefully, this culture of death.
And we can learn about the important issues of life and the culture of death here on Catholic Radio,
right?
You know, where our consciences are formed. And we see the better choice, and the better choice is to choose life, you know, to follow God's plan for us instead of the plan for the world. It is just not getting anywhere but unhappiness. We just picked up another gift here. So we have 14 out of 15. We are just one gift away. We're still looking, though, for two more sustaining members here. You know, just I like to hit the mini goals or the sub goals underneath the main goal. And I do want to hear more for donations in priests' names. Priests give their entire lives. You know, they make the sacrifice of having a family, having children, so they can serve God with their entire being. They are there. They celebrate the sacraments with us. They give us the beautiful Mass. You know, I just think we're in a period of time in the church. We've got these wonderful new priests coming out of the seminaries. The seminaries are pretty full. That's exciting. But as the current priests are aging a little bit, we have that gap right now. So you do see priests covering more than one parish. That's not easy for them. It's not easy for the parishioners. But I remember one time at Mass, a priest did this for effect. He didn't come in during the processional song. And, and the Mass started and there was no priest. And he waited a good minute or two before he came in. And his point was, one day there's not going to be someone here. We need our priests. You know, it was very impactful. I remember everyone being like very, very disturbed at that moment. And then he came in. It was like this big sigh of relief. He is here. Father is here. So we're going to receive the Eucharist today. We're going to be, you know, celebrating this Mass. So we can't do without our priests. And look at that. Someone must have been inspired.
We
just hit 15.
Yay!
Out of the 15 gifts we are looking for. We love that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes.
So that means that I'm not fired, and I love that. But I still, while we have our 9 minutes left, let's try to get those two more sustaining members for $20 or more a month. And remember, we've got beautiful gifts now. This particular spirit tribe, this Our Lady of Fatima statue. And by the way, she is big. When I first heard Our Lady of Fatima statue that they're giving away, I thought it was this little desktop thing. No, she's got to be, what would you say, Father?
2.5 feet.
2.5 feet tall.
I would say.
She is gorgeous. Her face is gorgeous. She's got this beautiful gold crown on her head. And we have two of those that we are raffling by the conclusion of the Spirit Drive, which ends on Saturday around noon, I think. Bill, right? Okay. So, you know, we have today and tomorrow. And anyone who has called, any person who has picked up the phone and dialed 614-459-4820 or gone online at stgabrielradio.com, automatically gets entered for that drawing, for that beautiful, beautiful statue. And there are two they're giving away.
I see them both here, yes.
They are beautiful. And so what a beautiful, beautiful gift. And it is the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima.
Yes.
And so she is such an important symbol to us here and in that expression of Our Lady of Fatima. And Our Blessed Mother, of course, is our dear mother. We celebrate her feast is tomorrow, the 25th, is the Annunciation.
Annunciation tomorrow.
Here in the midst of Lent, what a great feast day is that. So please, you know, consider picking up that phone now. Not even consider, just do it. Do it in my last 7 minutes, because you know you're going to do it anyway, so you might as well. I see another familiar faces. I see Matt Palmer just walking in. He'll be taking the mic next. He is awesome. But everybody here is awesome. I saw Deacon Frank Iannarino walking in. And there's food here, and there's laughter, and the phones are ringing. And please come by Winterset Drive and Henderson and 315. We'd love to meet you and feed you and hear why you love Catholic Radio. So again, 614-459-4820. And Father Jeff Rimmelspaugh, you know, again, I love to ask my priest this question. You are busy. I know you're all busy. But you come in and you do this. You've done this Spirit Drive before.
I have.
Why? What motivates you to come and give your time so generously? And you're a sustaining member. Why do you support Catholic Radio?
Well, because I think Catholic Radio can reach people, as we heard with Richard, in many, many different ways besides what we do in a church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do our best on Sunday when people come to church, but There's an awful lot of people that need reaching that don't come to church for whatever reason. And I think Catholic radio fills that void. So I think it's very worthwhile to support that. And again, like with this sustaining member, you know, to keep Catholic radio going is very important. And again, less than a dollar a day at $20 a month, that's less than your Coke you buy or something like that. So again, 614-459-4820 to call.
And you can up your gift. You know, you might have given a one-time gift earlier in the week and you're thinking about it. Maybe the Spirit is moving you. You can call in again and up your gift. You can decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and be a sustaining member this year. Right. I'm going to just try that. And, you know, God says He blesses. He blesses what we give. He's going to give a hundredfold back. And so we're never going to lose out by supporting something like this that's saving lives, saving souls, evangelizing people. And we have a few minutes left in the hour, but Lori is back, our angel, Lori Granada. What do you have to share with us?
What I have to share is we have two gifts that came in, one from Vince and Gina from Westerville, and one from Mr. and Mrs. John from Marengo. So,
all right,
yay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then just again, wanted to thank our multi-year sustaining members. So we have Maggie from Christ the King, Richard and Mary Ann from St. Christopher's in Columbus, and Gary and Molly from St. Patrick. So it's not too late to close out the hour. I know we have a few minutes left. 614-459-4820.
Right. This is the bonus. The bonus last 4 minutes here.
Okay.
Now, you know,
all
we've
right.
really hit our goals, but you know, we're just looking for two more sustaining members.
And you mentioned one thing I thought was interesting. You talked about God giving back a hundredfold. Many times we think about God doing that in eternal life, but we don't often think about here and now. But I've seen so many witnesses of good stewardship being blessed in the here and now, as well as, of course, afterwards. But here and now being blessed by their generosity to God.
Absolutely. And this has just been another fun and fabulous hour. Thank Lori Granada, my
right.
angel this year. She did great. Father Rimmelspa, for being here. Can you leave us with your blessing, Father?
Sure. Now, the Lord be with each of you. May Almighty God bless you and keep you always in His love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm signing off now, making room for Matt Palmer to take the mic. And coming up next at the top of the hour here is a clip from Alive for More. And don't forget to call 614-459-4820.
Yay.
I know there's a lot of story behind this title, a lot of incarnations of it. So, I mean, what are we alive for? I mean, what is that more?
Well, I knew that this was going to be the name of the show. So I looked up in the Catechism. Again, I already mentioned it. Kelly's a big fan of the Catechism. So her first instinct, whenever I have a question, she's like, look it up in the Catechism. That's a great source. And it's great. The Catechism, it's question and answer form. So you look up a question, it has the answer right there. Could not be more simple. Mm-hmm. So what I read about why we were made is kind of cool. It says, God made us to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this mm-hmm. world. And to be happy with Him forever in the next. So that's kind of right there in plain English. That's what we're here to do. That's our mission. And that's how we should do it. Now, whether we always do it or whether it's easy or not, that's a completely different story. But it's there, at least, for us to know.
You know, Joel, that's really interesting because not just the fact that I'm studying to be a priest, but we, as seminarians, have the opportunity to MC with the bishop at confirmations, which is mm-hmm. kind of making sure everything goes well. And it's no secret the bishop has the same homily for each confirmation. So each part of the confirmation, he has that as like, why did God make you? He asked the kids the question, why did God make you? And so, mm-hmm. like, I mean, when you said that, kind of gave me a flashback of wanting to talk about that homily. But mm-hmm. so,
and I think with that we have been created with this desire for something more, mm-hmm. and so that's the beauty of our creation, is that we have been created with this, as some people say, a God-sized hole in our heart that can only be filled with Him. And, you know, we realize that we have been created for something more, and really that something is someone. We have mm-hmm. been created for someone more. And that desire just, you know, continues to burn within us, whether we know it's happening or not, but it really is.
I think that desire burns within us, but also that desire burns within God. You know, I just imagine Him desiring us Mm-hmm. We're made for this whole for God. But we learned in college about, you know, the covenant history. So the Bible is a love story, ultimately. Mm-hmm. We learned that we fell. We were in perfect relationship with God, with Adam and Eve, and we turned our backs against God. And so the rest of the Old Testament is God just pursuing man, coming back after one covenant after the other. Let's restore this relationship. I want you. And I just, I think that God was thinking of us individually, maybe not, but that desire, that pursuit, like, I don't care that you're worshiping a golden calf. I want Nick Ventura one day to be happy with me in the next life. So I'm going to keep trying and I'm going to keep coming after you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just that relationship of a pursuit as a woman, we